Welcome. You're listening to the Empathic and Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to step out into the world in a way that aligns with your true self, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to the podcast today, beautiful people. Today I'm bringing you the audio from a Facebook video that I posted today. And there's a lot of cheerleader vibes going on, hoping that I can inspire you to keep a little bit of yourself going. I mean, now that we're about to enter back into reality, I mean, where I am in Australia, and especially in Victoria, all of the restrictions that they've been lifting, we're very lucky. I've actually been off work for over 2 months now, given that my little shopfront business had to close right when, everything started getting a little bit out of hand with the pandemic. I found that creativity has been a wonderful mood enhancer, vibe lifter, and savior. And now that we're all returning to some form of normality, I'm hoping that creativity is something that we don't forget, we don't do away with. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you all the reasons why you should put your creativity first. It's not just to make you feel accomplished. It's not just to be able to have little things around you that you've created. I mean, they're all great. But really, creativity brings forth some of the highest vibrational energies through the gorgeous emotions that it creates within us. So in today's episode, I'm going to show you how, tell you why, and I'm also sharing a really cool thing that I learned out of a book that I listened to earlier this year. It's all in the podcast, so I won't say any more. I hope you enjoy.
Hey, it's Megan Jean here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today I'm going to share with you my little download that I've been having of late. I'll start off with, I guess, the overarching words that came to mind, but this has been a little bit of an isolation realization, that's for sure, and something which I now feel is really, really important to carry through with. If you're watching this, I really do believe that the universe sends us messages. So there's probably something in here that you're going to need to hear, or that's going to get you thinking, a little bit of enlightenment, or maybe I'm going to give you permission to do something that you've been dying to do. So a bit of validation. But being in isolation, it's been freeing. In some ways, I feel a little bit weird to say that because obviously the circumstances are terrible. But I feel like, you know, there's people I talk to that go, I know it's terrible and everything that's happened. Yeah, let's not get anything wrong. Like it's very, very terrible circumstances. But on a micro scale, when we've been able to be at home with our families, and sort of, I guess, like cut off from others, you've really been able to come back to self, right? And in doing so, you've been able to explore certain things that you haven't been able to do for a long time. You've never had permission to do these things. So now that everything's starting to release and we're starting to go back to normal, there's this overarching feeling that there's a little bit of, you know, now we're going to have to let go of some of those things that we've really become accustomed to doing. And so the thing that I am now going, whoa, wait, I can't let go of this. It's too beautiful. And I'll explain why. Is that need to be creative. And the sentence is that creativity now comes first. That's what I've decided. And that's probably something that you are thinking of or exploring or wondering how you're going to manage this now that everything's sort of returning to normal. The energy of creativity is truly expansive. And so being in a creative mindset where we're able to allow things come through us, when we're able to birth these ideas, it's a magical feeling. And there's nothing other that you can say other than it just brings you so much joy, right? And before you sort of think, I don't know what she's talking about, like, I am not creative. I'm sorry, but I believe that you are. Creativity doesn't mean that you're standing there with paintbrush and easel, you know, creating a masterpiece. It doesn't mean that you are a star, you know, pianist or anything like that. But our creativity comes through in so many different ways. It might be that you like to write. It may be that you like to scribble. You don't have to be a fantastic artist. Maybe some of you, though, have taken up to, you know, therapeutic coloring, or you've taken to, you know, anything, baking, cooking, creating in the kitchen, even just doing those odds and ends around the house. I mean, it's work, but how good has it felt to actually get into a project and feel like you're doing something? I know my creativity's come through in this time through photography and writing and, well, podcasting now. I've got my podcast, Empathic and Heart Driven, Empathic Plus Heart Driven. So you can find that on all the good podcast platforms, or maybe you're listening to it right now. I intend to put this onto the podcast. So doing these things, there's a reason why it's important. With having that creativity, it brings forth all these different emotions, all these beautiful emotions that are important for us to possess. Because if we truly want to live that life where we're feeling expansive, where we are manifesting the things that we want, then creativity comes through in the way of fun. It's inspiring. You do one thing and you will suddenly feel like you want to do more. More ideas will always come once you get that hose going, you know, turn it on. It's also something that makes you feel very positive within yourself. And it's maybe not something you ever think about, but allowing yourself to be creative, it's self-care. You're looking at yourself and you're saying to yourself, I want to do this and I'm doing it for me. Great. If the family benefit from a batch of baked muffins, then fabulous. I can tell myself I'm doing it for them. But no, you are doing it for yourself as well. And it really then raises our energy. It raises our vibe. And doing that, well, yes, it will make you physically feel like you're more energized, but it'll also energetically raise the vibe. So it makes you this little, I guess, radio tower that's able to emit this beautiful frequency that just attracts more and more and more. And there is something in that too. I was reading Gabby Bernstein's book, Super Attractor, earlier this year. No, I wasn't reading it, actually. I was listening to it on Audible. I do a lot more better work with books when I'm listening to them, personally, being a little bit better with that audio rather than physically reading. But in there, she actually spoke about the emotional guidance scale, which comes from Abraham Hicks. Now, if you have never ever heard of the work of Abraham Hicks before, go and look it up. Big law of attraction, energy. I mean, just huge spiritual vibes, but a channel that's come through for us to all learn from about practically anything. Abraham Hicks. Esther Hicks is the channel. Google it. I'm not going to go into it. But Abraham Hicks has got this emotional guidance scale that Gabby Bernstein talks about in her book. Now, coming back to why creativity is important, though, before I go through this with you very briefly, if you are allowing creativity to come through, it does raise your vibe. And if you are feeling low, perhaps it is a time to say to yourself, if I can allow creativity to come through, then maybe I will feel better. So it is a great pick-me-up. But the emotional scale, I've actually got it here because I couldn't possibly remember 22 different emotions. So this is described as these emotions that are felt by you basically go in like an order. And the higher up the emotional scale that you are, the better it is in terms of that vibration that you send out. So number one, if we are in the emotions of things like joy, appreciation, empowerment, freedom, and love, then we are going to be energetically matching and vibrating at one of the most highest frequencies. And what could make you feel better than being creative? The next is number two, passion. So having passion as an emotion. Number three is enthusiasm, eagerness, and happiness. Number four is positive expectation and belief. Number five is optimism. Number six is hopefulness. Number seven is contentment. Number eight is boredom. Number nine is pessimism. Number 10 is being in that emotional energy of frustration, irritation, and impatience. Number 11 is when we are feeling overwhelmed, so overwhelmment. Number 12 is disappointment. Number 13 is doubt. Number 14 is worry. 15 is blame. Number 16 is discouragement. 17 is the emotion of anger. 18 is revenge. Ooh. Number 19 is hatred and rage. Number 20 is jealousy. Interesting that that's even further down, right? Number 21 is insecurity, guilt, and unworthiness. And number 22 is when you are in the emotions of fear, grief, desperation, despair, and powerlessness. It's crazy because you think, anger and, disappointment, or whatever, blame, like those are like nasty emotions. You think they're further down, but they're not. And in fact, the emotions that are the lowest on the list that attract the lowest vibrations, like fear and powerlessness, unworthiness, guilt. We can be plagued by these. So the most easiest way to even just level up to one extra level of emotion on that scale is to feel like you are doing something for yourself and letting creativity come first. And all right, I'm not suggesting that you call in sick every day to work so you can, you know, paint your next masterpiece. But what I want you to think about is you need these vices in your life. You need something to make you feel like you are doing something to light yourself up. And creativity is that, it is that vice. It's beautiful. So whether it is that you do get up that little bit earlier and you start your day off by just pouring all your emotions out on a page, or you do set aside some time somewhere in the day. Maybe you can't do it straight up. Kids, hey, I can't just do whatever I want first thing in the morning. But I can come home after drop off and maybe get something out that makes me feel good. I promise you, letting creativity come first, or really raising that on your priority list, now that we've had this time in isolation, I think you know what I'm saying when I tell you that it is so, so important. So important for you. Now, I always feel like, you know, when you need that quick burst of a vibrational rise, you know, what to do? Well, ask yourself, what is it that I need at this point in time to feel better? Creativity is what will always be a beautiful vibe shift for you. Okay. So give yourself permission. Allow yourself to be inspired. Introduce more fun into your life. And you'll be tapping into that beautiful vibration of joy. Like I said, I've got my list here. It's on my laptop, so don't mind me, but freedom and empowerment, joy, passion, happiness. You get to have these things. So I'm inviting you to give yourself that permission. Let creativity come through first. We've all had a taste of it, and there's no reason that it can't continue now that things are getting back to normal, because we know normal is not normal anymore, right?
If you know where I'm coming from in today's podcast, then I hope at the very least it's inspired you to keep these rituals, these activities, these tasks that light you up. You know, I hope that keeps you going. Don't forget who you've become in this time. The peace that we've been able to experience on that micro level, of course, within ourselves. That ability to do away with schedules, not have to be anywhere anymore, and really be able to focus on ourselves. You hope that you get to take this with you. And now that you know how creativity can actually create so much more benefits for you than just the physical thing that you're doing or creating, and all these beautiful vibes that you get to experience and emit. Well, I hope that this episode allows you that permission to keep doing it. As I said, it's just a little extra piece into knowing, loving, and accepting yourself. And of course, when you know, love, and accept yourself, life becomes sparkly. I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empathic and Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at meganjean.com, and I'm known as Ms. Megan Jean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review. It's going to help other people just like you to find this beautiful energetic container. I look forward to chatting with you next time. Until then, make sure you keep sparkling, okay?